This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me today is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions. Now, listeners, if at any point during today's show you want to get some more information about what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445, or you can go to our website at retirewithbushka.com. While you're at the website, make sure you check out the radio and TV show pages. We've got some of our past episodes out there. And for the radio show, you can actually subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or Amazon Music, whatever your preferred podcast outlet is there. Now, when you set out to build a financial strategy that attempts to help you reach your retirement goals, it can be easy to get caught up in the big flashy things like income tools, enhanced planning, and where you want to live. And those are all critical things that you absolutely should plan for. But as with so many other things in our lives, it's often the smaller and overlooked things that end up having a significant effect. Going back over your 401k allocations, changing beneficiaries in a timely manner when you need to, even double checking your subscriptions are smaller things that when combined can turn out to be very impactful. So during today's show, we're going to highlight some of the lesser discussed but still very critical planning steps. But before we jump into this topic for today, let's sure to say hello to everyone here with me this morning. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing today?
I am great now that I'm here with you guys. Sue, it's great to be back with you on the show. And Cole, always great to talk to you each week on the show here. But I've been really good, just really busy, as you know, trying to get ready for the big holiday weekend that we're now in the midst of. And just looking forward to life. And summer's flying by, but I'm trying to catch the good days we do get and get outside. Sue, how about you? What have you been up to?
Oh, I've been just doing a lot of outdoor things. Just had a big camping trip last weekend with my two little grandsons, and we had an absolute blast. So, yeah, just trying to get a lot of things going in the summer and doing a lot of stuff with my two little grandsons.
Sure. Now, how old are the grandsons, once again?
4 and 7.
So you went camping with a 4 and 7-year-old, your two grandsons.
Yeah, and my husband.
Yeah?
brought him along.
Of course, Tom was there as well, yes, to help.
Yeah.
So you and Tom took the grandkids out. How did that go? They're a bundle of energy, right?
Yeah, but it was fun. Hey, Tony, I was even going down those water slides.
What?
So, yeah,
what?
And I sent pictures to Cole to prove
it. Okay, are there pictures?
I saw photographic evidence. Okay, Tony.
How about videos? Because we could probably make some money. America's Funniest Home Videos or
absolutely. Yeah.
A TikTok trend.
Yes. Oh, yeah, right.
There we go. Yeah. We'll go viral.
Wow. Sue, living large. I know. I love it.
Yeah, living the dream, Tony.
Well, that's the good thing about grandkids. They help keep you young, right?
Yeah, I mean, they keep us,
they keep us young. That is for sure. Now, I don't have grandkids of my own yet, but I'm sure the day is coming. I do have two daughters. So
And my
son's already married. So
they'll be coming.
Yeah, it'll be coming. I don't know if I'm ready for little kids yet, though. Seems like, especially camping, that seems like a lot of work. Sounds like a nightmare to me, but you said it was fun, so that's good.
Oh, no, we had a lot of fun.
Good. How about you, Cole? What's going on in your life? You seem bored. I mean, you seem like you don't have a lot going on.
Yes, just so bored. You know?
I'm being sarcastic.
No, you know, business is booming, obviously. We've got that silver tsunami going on, so financial services are in high, high demand right now for all these people looking at retirement, so that's keeping us obviously very busy. But just like you guys, you know, trying to get out as much as I can, enjoy summer, soak up a little bit of sunshine in between these rainstorms that we've been having, and just trying to soak up as much of it as we can because we get such a limited unlimited amount of it.
That's true. I would agree. That was my point exactly. And you said it, the silver tsunami, over 11,200 people a day just in the United States, just in the U.S., turn 65 every single day. 11,200 people a day are reaching their full retirement age or close to it. So that is incredible. I bet you guys are very busy helping people plan, and this is what you do and you specialize in. So, Cole, what are we talking about today? It sounds like you've lined up a good topic. I mean, you have to have a plan in place, and you want to make sure even some of the small elements don't get overlooked, right?
Oh, absolutely. And there was a Kipling article entitled 10 Easily Fixable but Often Overlooked Financial Planning Items, and it offers up some insight and information that we're really excited to share today. Now, it first suggests reviewing the Federal Deposit Insurance Program, or corporation, I should say, or FDIC coverage on your bank accounts. Don't forget that over time, your cash can really add up, particularly when you're still on the job and saving as much as you can, which means that you should make sure the money that you have in your bank account isn't greater than the FDIC limit, which is currently $250,000 for an individual account and $500,000 for a joint account. Now, a lot of you listening right now are probably picturing the sticker that the bank has on the front door that says member FDIC. Many banks are members of this valuable program, which is basically insurance on your money if your bank were to fail. But few people really consider these limits. Now, if you have a significant amount of money, even if temporarily from selling a home or other asset, it may be a good move to spread that money across several bank accounts so that you remain below those $250,000 and $500,000 caps.
Sure. And so in my mind's eye, I can picture exactly where the member FDIC sticker is on my bank's front door, right?
Right.
But full confession, until you just went over the numbers, I guess I didn't realize just how much money the program covers in case of a bank failure. I think a lot of people think, oh, it's federally insured. I don't have to worry about my money. But there is a cap to that.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's right. And in my opinion, the next one, carefully reviewing your beneficiaries to make sure that they're still reflective of your wishes, is essential. We often bring this topic up with our clients during appointments because it's very common for a client to have completely forgotten that an ex-spouse is still the declared beneficiary on their life insurance policy or some other type of financial account. Now, obviously, the notion that an ex-spouse could receive a windfall from them doesn't exactly make them happy. Now, the bottom line is that if you named your spouse as a beneficiary 20 or 30 years ago and you've now been divorced, that change to your personal life doesn't matter. If your ex is still listed as your beneficiary, they get the money. And regularly review your financial strategy with your financial services professional. Now, by doing so, you can confirm that your named beneficiaries are still accurate, and you should make it a special point to review your beneficiaries each time you have a significant life change, like a death, divorce, or a birth of a child or grandchild.
Yeah, exactly. We were just talking about grandchildren, too, right? I mean, that's interesting. Yeah. But thanks for bringing up working with a financial professional, because I always bring it up because it's so important, and routinely reviewing that financial strategy should include going over those beneficiaries that you've got. And it just makes sense to do these reviews with the guidance of someone like yourselves and your staff there, and a professional who has the experience like you do to give insights and second opinions, help people avoid costly mistakes, right?
Oh, absolutely. And also, going over your 401k allocations is another financial move that many people neglect. If you've recently began working for a new employer, enrolled in a new 401k, or have an older 401k that you haven't been closely monitoring, it's time to review your allocations to confirm they still fit inside your overall financial strategy. And returning for a second to the subject of beneficiaries, be sure to also check your 401k beneficiaries to be certain that your previous choices align with your current wishes.
Yeah, that's true. And obviously, you can make costly mistakes and leave your family in a bad situation if you don't have all that sewn up and do it properly. And you know, the first time I enrolled in a 401k, I thought I was all done. Set it and forget it. But I've learned that I need to constantly review it in case I need to make changes to how it's set up or the beneficiary designation. So that's good advice.
Yes, it sure is. And the article next recommended making essential provisions for the young people in your life. Now, if you have children or a child with special needs, you may want to discuss guardianships and trusts with your financial services professional and an attorney. And doing so may be especially important if you're widowed or divorced. Now, often a child inheriting significant assets can cause strife, as well as a legal guardian has control of their assets. And if their only heirs are currently still children, be sure to walk through your various options with your financial services professional.
Yeah, you're right, Sue, and I think that this is very important. In fact, we should probably take a moment to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you, Cole.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can go online to retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, we can discuss and answer any questions that they might have and address those concerns about their financial strategies. And of course, also talk about their retirement ambitions and ensure that their current strategy aligns with their goals. Of course, that's always our goal. And we've got a team of skilled professionals here to help with those questions and planning topics. And again, that number is 715-355-4445 or retirewithbushka.com.
All right. And we're going to keep on rolling. Great show so far today. We've covered a lot of ground. During today's show, you've been talking about some of the most frequently overlooked financial strategy steps and things like making sure the amounts in your banks don't exceed the FDIC limits, checking current beneficiaries, things like that. What else do you have for us?
Well, Tony, that Kiplinger article entitled 10 Easily Fixable But Often Overlooked Financial Planning Items next suggests making sure that you're maximizing the amount you're earning on your cash. As interest rates have risen, it's important to know how much your bank is currently paying on your cash. If it isn't as generous as you think it should be and what other institutions are offering, don't be afraid to move your assets someplace else. Sure, closing an account with one bank and moving everything over to a new bank sounds like a pain, but doing so may be in your best interest. Here's some numbers. An interest rate of 0.5% annually on $100,000 is $500 annually. And that, of course, sounds pretty good. But if you can get 1% by switching banks, that's $1,000 a year. Interest rates vary and change often. So the next time you meet with a financial services professional, have them review bankrate.com with you to determine if moving your money may help your financial strategy. Now, relatedly, the article also recommends weighing your options if you currently have an adjustable rate loan. Again, interest rates fluctuate, and it's still unclear where they may be headed in the coming months. If you have extra cash available right now, you should think about paying off those loans to protect yourself against future rate hikes.
Right. As we've chatted about on previous shows, we shouldn't dismiss online banks just because they're the new kid on the block. I know they're gaining popularity and sometimes offer potential valuable perks. You can't be afraid to think a little bit outside the box, right, Sue?
Yeah, that's right. And IRA distributions and inherited IRAs are another part of a financial strategy that often gets overlooked. Now, as we've noticed on previous shows, neglecting an annual required IRA distribution could leave you dealing with some pretty significant tax penalties. Now, if you're changing custodians or financial services professionals, take care to completely document whether you've taken any distributions for that tax year. Now, generally, those numbers are listed on your statement, but a new custodian or financial services professional may not be aware of them. Now, you should note that any inherited IRAs you received after 2019 must be distributed within 10 years unless you qualify for one of the exceptions to that rule, such as inheriting money as a surviving spouse.
Right. And so, as longtime listeners know, one of our show's most consistent themes is trumpeting the value of working with a financial professional who's a fiduciary and going to look out for your best interest. And that way you ensure you handle your IRA distributions within the rules, avoiding costly mistakes. I don't think any of us want to be in a position where we're staring at some big tax penalties.
Oh, I completely agree, Tony. And a lot of people that we work with could certainly be hit hard by significant tax penalties. And those penalties are all the more frustrating when you realize they were so easily preventable. We review with our clients their distribution strategy regularly so that we can adjust as needed. Now, the next often overlooked strategy step is not adequately tracking your HSA or health savings accounts, reimbursements, and receipts. Remember, with an HSA, there aren't limitations about when your healthcare expenses were incurred and when they must be reimbursed. That means that you may pay cash for medical expenses today and then request reimbursement for those same expenses many years down the road. By taking that approach, your HSA can continue growing with its tax advantage status. Since you aren't required to request disbursement right away, it's important to keep all of your relevant receipts. You may also want to consider using a spreadsheet or one of the many available apps that allow you to take photos of your receipts and track them that way. Finally, be sure to regularly review the list of eligible items because a lot of people mistakenly assume some expenses aren't covered when they really are. For example, long-term care premiums, feminine products, sanitizing wipes, and sunblock are all eligible.
Okay. Sunblock, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
I would have never thought. Yeah, always wear sunscreen. That's
absolutely
the advice. That's the advice I always give to people, right? And I don't think people would have guessed it's HSA eligible.
Right.
You should also frequently review your credit cards, debit cards, and subscriptions to be sure that there aren't any fraudulent activities. Now, you can even set up an alert on your phone that will give you a warning if there's suspicious activity happening with one of your cards or accounts.
Huh. I've used an alert for a couple of years now, and even though I frequently review my accounts because it's nice to have a backup plan in case something odd happens, and it works really well. And I'm not that tech savvy, and I had no trouble setting up those alerts. So I think that's a good idea.
Absolutely. It's always a good plan to try to keep track of what's going on in your accounts without having to constantly be poring over statements and all of that. Those alerts can be really helpful. Now, purchasing a life insurance policy is still another often neglected financial strategy step. If you have people who you care about who would potentially struggle financially upon your death, a life insurance policy could be a way to lessen some of that stress. The last thing any of us want is for our loved ones to struggle to pay the mortgage or other family expenses while they're still in the grieving process. And also consider that if you're a stay-at-home parent, a life insurance policy is still a solid option if your spouse or partner's income wouldn't position them to cover household expenses and people or services to handle the many, many things that you did as a stay-at-home parent.
Right. Yeah. And that's really important. Now, we should probably let our listeners know once again how they can set up that no charge, no obligation consultation with you.
Absolutely. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with our hosts, Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box, and the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And during our show today, we've had an insightful conversation about some of the commonly overlooked financial strategy steps. What do you have for us next today as we head toward the finish line?
Well, Tony, we discussed the importance of regularly updating your beneficiaries earlier today in today's show, and I'd like to now take some time to get into that subject more thoroughly. There was a Kiplinger article entitled Beneficiary Designations, Five Critical Mistakes and How to Avoid, and it provides some excellent information. Now, the first common mistake that you should avoid is simply not naming beneficiaries at all. often it may be because a person doesn't know that they're entitled to choose a beneficiary, or it could be because they put it off for so long and they end up forgetting about it entirely. But no matter the reason, it's a huge error.
Oh, okay. So obviously you want to avoid that. You need to... You teed me up perfectly here to jump on my soapbox and remind our listeners that, hey, work with a financial professional because you've got to prevent those kind of mistakes, like not naming a beneficiary.
Well, I can definitely second that, Tony. Be aware that if you don't name a beneficiary in your life insurance, retirement accounts, or other eligible accounts, the financial company you're working with has its own rules as to where your assets ultimately end up after your death. With life insurance, the benefit will typically be paid to your probate estate, which means your family must hire an attorney, go to court, and probate your estate if they want to secure any of the proceeds. Now, when it comes to retirement benefits, if you're already retired, your spouse will generally get the funds. But if you're single, your retirement account could ultimately be paid to your probate estate, which may have some possibly ugly tax consequences.
That's right. And neglecting to thoroughly consider special circumstances is another common big beneficiary designation error. Ultimately, not all your loved ones will automatically receive a portion of your assets. Now, this includes minors, those with special needs, or people who can't manage assets or who have issues with creditors. Now, because kids aren't viewed as legally competent, they're not permitted to receive assets. That opens the possibility that a court-appointed conservator will claim and manage any money until the child turns 18. Now, people with special needs who directly receive assets may then be put at risk of losing their critical government benefits if the value of those assets would negate their eligibility. And lastly, people with financial issues or problems with creditors, they may squander your assets because of poor management or overwhelming debt. Now, all of this, which means that the most prudent option may well be creating a trust and then naming it as the beneficiary. Now, your trustee would then claim and manage your assets on behalf of your intended recipients for a predetermined window of time that accurately reflects the life status of each of your beneficiaries.
And setting up a trust requires a lot of knowledge and a lot of work, and that means the services of a financial professional and an attorney are probably going to be critical, right?
Absolutely. And the next potentially significant mistake you should avoid is getting a name wrong, or if not exactly wrong, not completely correct. One letter left off of a name can have profound consequences. Additionally, there are often multiple people in the same family who share a name, like Tom Sr., Tom Jr., Tom the Third. If the beneficiary form isn't specific, you still should be. Furthermore, people often change names over the years because of things like marriage or divorce. So an outdated version of a person's name can cause chaos after your passing. And not correctly writing a name can lead to delayed payments or even unpleasant and costly litigation.
Right. And nobody wants that either. And I guess that's what they mean by being sure to cross your T's and dot your I's, right?
You aren't kidding, Tony. And not promptly updating your beneficiaries is needed. A subject we addressed earlier in the show is the article's next big point of emphasis. Now, for a lot of us, it will be necessary to change beneficiaries as we grow older and our circumstances change. Now, properly naming beneficiaries is an essential part of creating a thorough legacy plan, but it's equally important to not neglect updating those beneficiaries as soon as your circumstances require it. Now, again, partnering with a financial services professional is a solid way to not overlook some of the similar but still important elements of your financial strategy.
Right. And speaking for myself, I wouldn't want to review and change my beneficiaries without working with you guys. And you hear so many horror stories with this.
Well, Tony, the article agrees with you on that one. Don't forget that the entire point of choosing beneficiaries is so that you have the last say about who receives your assets after your death. When you take time to review your choices and to update them as soon as possible after a life change, you're positioning yourself to enjoy a retirement with less stress and worry.
Well, yeah, and who needs stress and worry, right? I want to avoid those things like the plague. Now, Yes. Obviously, there are a lot of financial steps people need to make and take before retirement. And Cole, I know you have a lot of resources that you use to help your clients and that our listeners have available to them as well, right? On the website, there's the risk analysis. You can run a Social Security maximization report. There are a number of things to help with this process, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. We've got so many different tools and resources that people can utilize. And in fact, you can go right out to our website, retirewithbushka.com, and you can actually review some of the reports that we have access to that we can run for you. You can read about the process that you would go through if you come in for an initial consultation. So it takes a little bit of that stress and anxiety out of what can I expect if I come in for a meeting. So it provides a little bit more guidance as to how you can expect to spend your time with us and our advisory team and what different areas and topics that we can assist with. And really, I mean, with all of the various different facets of our business, Bushka Retirement Solutions, Wealth Management, Legacy Tax Solutions, our partnership with Estate Guru, you know, all of these different things that we can utilize to provide our clients the most comprehensive plan possible. I think that these are all things that people are looking for, and if we can connect those dots and make that easier for them, then obviously that is invaluable to a lot of clients out there that might be considering some of these services.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate that to our listeners out there that if you need to get a financial plan in place or you feel you have one, but you should probably get a second opinion on where you're at to make sure you're not making any costly mistakes and all your ducks are in a row, that is so important. And with all the things that you offer there, it's really under one roof. You take that holistic approach from taxes, Social Security, Medicare. You have a partnership with Estate Guru for the estate and legacy planning, like you say. So all of these are important aspects to anyone's overall financial and retirement plan. You want to have a successful retirement. You've worked so hard all your life. You might as well enjoy your retirement and make it pay off, and don't want to cut it short based on some costly mistakes. So, Cole, before we go, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and set up that no charge, no obligation consultation.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call right now at 715-355-4445, or they can visit retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com to schedule that complimentary no-obligation consultation right now.
All right. Sounds great. And listeners, thanks for tuning in to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. That does it for today's episode. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.